אנחנו לומדים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך ב' חלק ז',
87,
ממשיכים באות ג'.
Part 7, we're on item 3. Again, תלמוד עשר הספירות, volume 2, part 7, item 3. The words of the Ari.
ואף על פי שהם...
Even though they are seven melachim, they are ten.
מה שאנו אומרים,
as we say, that they are seven echalot, when they are actually ten. This is so because the first echal consists of the first three sfirot, called
Kodesh HaKodeshim.
Kodesh Kodeshim. The last Eichal consists of two, Yesod and Malchut, which is Livnat HaSapir. So it is here, since they are Yud Sfirot, called seven Melachim.
Seder Allah.
That's how he counts them.
אות גימל או פנימי? שבעה מלאכים.
Three, or פנימי.
כלומר,
though they are seven מלאכים, they are ten. This means that not only do Zat Chagat Nehim of the Katnut contain עשר ספירות as well, meaning עשר ספירות in each contains Chagat Nehim, but they also had a Zivug de Gadlut that have actual Gar, meaning Chabad 2.
Ala.
Ot Dalet. Ve'ainyan Ot Dalet Divrei Ari.
Item 4, the Ari's words. A more elaborate matter is this. We have learned that from these melachim, the suitable bchinot were sorted for Atik, Abba ve'ima, for Atik, Arichanpin, and Abba ve'ima de Atzilut. However, there was some breaking in their achoraim. Not actual death, which is the klipa, but a lessening of or of light. Thus, these achoraim fell below their place in the kedusha itself, and do not have actual sigim, which are death.
Zon de atzilut. אף על פי שכל בחינות
in the part of Zonda Atzilut, all these
נתבררו
individual parts, all the בחינות מלכות in each sphira were sorted from these מלכים of the name Bon in the part of Zonda Atzilut. However, some ניצוצות which were not sorted remained in them and are mixed inside the klipot and the sigim. Hence, in these there is actual death. You find that all the klipot cling solely to Zon, not from Ima Apud. Reading that the words of the Ari again. Item 4. A more elaborate matter is this. We have learned that from these melachim, the suitable bchinot were sorted for Atik, Arichanpin, and Abba ve'ima de Atzilut. However, there was some breaking in their achoraim.
אך לא מיתה ממש.
Not actual death, which is the klipa, but a lessening of or of light. Thus these Achoraim fell below their place in the Kedusha itself and do not have actual Sigim, which are death. All the in the part of Zonde Atzilut, since all the Bechinot Malchut in each Sfira were sorted from these Melachim of the name Bon, there remained in them some Nitzotzot, which were not sorted. They are mixed inside the Klipot and the Sigim. Hence, in these there is actual death. You find that all the klipot cling solely to Zon, not from Ima Apud.
Ken. Ken. Oh.
He writes that there are sigim inside the klipot. What are these sigim?
Even when we correct the klipot, the shells, a little bit of them remains.
He writes
here that there are suitable b'chinot that were... What does it mean that they were suitable for this state?
Well, according to their degree. As much as they grow, connect, as much as they belong to this upper coupling.
Yeah, but then he says that it's the klipa, and there was a little bit of a breaking in them.
Yes, a little bit of a breaking was there, and that's why there's a shell, but a little bit.
But not actual death.
Yes.
How can you explain that?
Well, there's a shattering, as we learn in the world of Nikudim. There were shatterings in the in such vessels that parts of them fell down to the abyss. And there were those who fell just a little bit. This is the matter here, that those who were the highest were shattered the most, and he who was a little lower was shattered less.
And that came because of the lessening of the light?
He who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. So, if you're good, it's good to be great, but if you're bad, then you fall really deep. You asked already.
No.
What do the states of Katnut and Gadlut give us in the Parzufim of Nekudim?
The states of Katnut and Gadlut, the smallness and greatness or adulthood of the world of Nekudim, they tell us which degrees, which states we can be corrected in and climb up the degrees before we enter holiness.
The world of Nekudim, it's still not the world of correction.
But from its shattering, you get the world of correction. Atzilut. And that's why they're very important to us, these parts from the world of Nekudim that get shattered and then they come to correction. This is speaking of us in practice.
No.
Shuv pam, toda.
Thanks again. Has the time come where we say that the Kli is the light that lost its source?
No.
Still not?
No, but not yet. It's incorrect.
I heard that from you. I couldn't
have said that.
But there's a thing that says that...
Don't quote verses here, okay?
Sorry.
We have 2 days now, Congress. I hope that in the Congress you're going to keep quiet. Sometimes he completely comes out of the...
Next. Item 4 below. Or Pnimi.
Pnimi for item 4, yes?
Me'achoraim shelahem... Haya,
there was some breaking in their achoraim, etc. Do not have actual sigim. Interpretation. Gad de Atzilut, too, were not completely sorted, and the achoraim that fell from them during the breaking of the vessels did not rise to their place completely until Gmar Tikkun. However, that does not give any hold to the klipot, since these achoraim never left the world of Atzilut at all, but descended from a high degree to a low degree. Conversely, Zat de Nikudim, called Zon, have actual sigim, as we have written above. This is why they died and fell to the separated olamot. Thus, because these kelim were not entirely sorted, but many sigim remained inside the klipot, they have a hold of Zon too, in the extent that they take their authority from these kelim of Zat.
Haklipot
cling solely to Zon, not from Ima upward. It is written above in the previous item that unsorted parts remained inside the klipot only from the kelim, the zeranpin. And this is why they have a hold of it. Conversely, nothing fell to the share of the klipot from Ima upward. Hence, the klipot have no hold at all from Ima upward.
Ken.
Yes. Okay.
Ot hei lemala.
Item 5 above, the words of the Ari. You know that the root, the shoresh of Ziranpin, is only 6 firot. However, afterward, they grew and became Yud Sfirot, the 10 Sfirot for it. Similarly, the Shoresh of Malchut, the root of Malchut, is one point, one Nekuda, which is later made to consist of 10 Sfirot. Thus, in their first root, they are only 7 Melachim.
Shiv'a Melachim Bilvad. Vav bezeranpin,
6 in Zeranpin and 1 in Nukva. These cling to the last two otiyot, the last two letters of the name, which are Vav Hei. And these two otiyot
Yudalef
are 11 in Gematria.
Elohim Sod Yud.
This is the meaning of the 11 signs of the incense.
Yud Sfirot Pnimit.
10 inner Sfirot and 1 Makif, 1 surrounding. Although the Makif too consists of 10 Sfirot, it is called 1.
Tov, yesh lanu kan or pnimi.
Okay, we have or pnimi here, very long one.
Ma yesh lanu ot chutz mize?
What else do we have?
Achana lekenes.
Preparation for the convention.
You have a lot of material there?
We're on item 5, and yes, there are quite a few items.
So let's go to that.
Or pnimi le ot A.
אז נעבור לחלק הבא של השיעור.